With stating the obvious, obviously a difficult loss today. Another stating the obvious, losing two games at Lambeau Field in 6 days is really not quite part of the formula that we're looking for as our season moves forward. But we're 5-4. The performance today, defensively, we just weren't good enough. You know, as far as the stopping the run, the big plays. Offensively, I thought we started strong in the run game. Some situational things we could have did better. You know, special teams was solid. Really, I felt the game came down to probably a half a dozen of critical plays. I think we might have made one of them. They made them. We did not. Congratulations to the Eagles. I'm disappointed, and I'm disappointed as a head coach of this team because we have a reoccurring issue that I have to get fixed, and we'll get on that tomorrow. But I'm not going to get into that right now. But we had a lot of tough situations today. No excuses. We lost, our quarterback after the first series. I thought Scott Tolzien played as well as could be expected. He just the one throw down in the end zone. He probably wishes he had that one back. But he did a lot of good things. And I'll tell you right now, Scott Tolzien will start against the New York Giants. So I'll answer that question right here. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, ditto. It's 2 weeks in a row. I mean, you have a guy that goes through the week, takes all the reps. Unfortunately, he suffered the injury there in the first series. I thought Scott did a hell of a job. We're on running plays he hasn't even practiced yet. I mean, he comes here. It's a totally different language from where he's been his first two stops. So he's worked diligently on our language, transferring plays he's had in the past to how we do things. And for the most part, he was seamless in the huddle. I thought his game management, especially for the amount of preparation he had going to this game, was outstanding.
Mike, you said Tolzien will start next week.
Correct. Scott Tolzien will start in New York next week.
Can you explain how you know that already?
I'm the head coach. I've made that decision.
Is that a reflection on how injured Seneca is?
That's the direction I'm going, Bob.
What did you see on the pass to Nelson that you challenged? Did you think he caught that, or were you just kind of hoping?
Are you serious? Yeah, I thought it caught. That's why I challenged it.
Mike, no matter who your quarterback was today, this team was going to have to rally around that quarterback. Did you feel that, and did you feel they did?
I don't necessarily, buy into the whole notion of, always have to rally around the quarterback. And I think I can give you a pretty, clear picture that I understand the importance of the quarterback position. But it was important for everybody to go out and do their job today and play the best that they can and do the little things. There's a lot of fundamental issues we had on the field today. So that's really what we tried to stress as a football team going into it. Everybody just needs to do their job and do it the best they can. And we would win the game, and I felt that in my heart. And if we would have been able to accomplish that, I think we would have got that done. So. The quarterback's a very important position, but there's men that play quarterback. There's a group of people that coach the quarterback, and we'll make sure that quarterback's ready. Yes, it's unusual. I've never lost a quarterback after the first series 2 weeks in a row. It's an unusual situation. But there was plenty of production offensively to give our team a chance. So we need to just focus on our jobs. Everybody needs to take a harder look, which I thought we did this week inside, and we need to do our jobs better, and it starts with me because I didn't get it done today. I fully expected to win that game regardless of what happened. We had a lot of guys go down. We had a lot of guys go down. The coaches were scrambling on the sidelines. I thought the players did an exceptional job. T.J. Lang jumps in there at center for a couple of plays. Evan goes out. Barkley goes down. So, it happens. We had guys going in and out on defense. Hell, the Philadelphia Eagles had a lot of injuries too. So that's the game of football. We need a little help today, and we didn't get it. But you have to make those plays yourself. And we came up, definitely short.
Mike, what could you have done better?
It always starts with me, and it ends with me. So, it's about anything in life. You get what you tolerate, or you get what you emphasize, and you can look at it any way you want to. There's some things that we have not done a good job of all year, We'll talk about that as a team, and we'll make sure it's clearly understood what we need to do. But we need to play better. We had an opportunity today that we let slip by. You don't lose home games. Everybody knows the formula. It's no secret. It's been going on. in the NFL for decades. You got to win your home games. And, you know, we've lost two in 6 days, and it stings. And it, I mean, it definitely stings.
How much did you have to adjust with TJ at center? It seemed like he went through a lot of shock, or maybe a whole shock in everything.
Just during that transition, you know, we did just to be smart. Anytime you lose a center in a series, but TJ's fine. I mean, it wasn't really TJ I was worried about. Scott has never really worked in game. He hasn't worked with any of those guys in game action, let alone a drill really with TJ. So it was just making sure that we could continue to drive there.
Dayton Jones is at 3 sacks in 2 weeks now. How do you feel like he's progressing?
I think Dayton's getting better. I mean, and we need him. And we need him. He needs to get a lot better, too. So, I mean, he's got ability. He does some things well, but, he needs to be more consistent, throughout Monday through Saturday. And I think it'll help him on Sunday. So I was very proud of some of the things he did today. But, we need more.
For the long touchdown passes, coverage issues or playing the ball issues?
I think it's clearly playing the ball. I mean, when I referred earlier to the critical plays in the game, I definitely feel that those plays, when you look at the ball in the air, you're expecting that ball to go your way, and it didn't. Both those long throws where the ball is, and when the ball's in the air that long, as a defensive back, I mean, you're licking your chops. When the ball gets up and down, that's when it's a bigger challenge.
How much did you feel you were stressed, not just by the quarterback injury,
I don't look at his stress. That's the game. I mean, it's nice when no one gets hurt. I mean, because you're able to get into a rhythm and get your calls in. You're playing. It goes smoother. But that's a job of a coach. The stress is really on the players and the communication that they're going through at the line of scrimmage or in the perimeter. So, and I thought for the most part our guys do a very good job of that. I mean, no one panics. No one went, oh gosh, here we go again. I didn't like the way the game ended. But other than that, I thought our football team handled it well. When we came out of locker room at halftime, we fully expected to rally and win that game. Well, I mean, you have to be impressed with his game management. I mean, you're talking about a young man hasn't played not only in a game with us, but it hasn't had a lot of snaps at practice. His work has been really confined to the opponent squads. This week he was able to get some snaps with the first offense, and I'll take that back. We do give the number three some reps with the number one offensive sometimes. So I mean he's had very limited work, and as any quarterback would know, or any player, I mean we have a chance to work the plan. Obviously your preparation leads you to potentially a much better performance, but not only did him not working the plan, I mean he had to manage it. I mean, he had to manage it. We didn't just line up in one personnel group. I mean, we went out there to win the game. So he got us in and out of personnel groups, managed the runs. They challenged them, challenged the box. They did a good job against us, our run game in the second half. And, Scott was able to take advantage of that. And like I said, I mean, you take away the interception, I don't know if the young man can play much better.